Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization that will have you engaging in interesting and novel amusement land activities. Keep in mind that what amuses us is usually playful or humorous and pleasing to us. Sometimes we are drawn to pursuing activities that are somewhat light, amusing, or lively, like the kind we can find at a traditional old-fashioned amusement land. In order to feel like we have more balance in our lives, sometimes we do need some more play, fun, and laughter. There's a whole world of possibilities and recreational activities in which we can explore in order to do this. However, our specific focus today will be on exploring a few fun activities and games while at amusement land. In order to help prime the pump for this unique amusement land experience, imagine that you have received an invitation in the mail a few days ago that invited you to come to amusement land. It's time to celebrate a bit and let your hair down and to have some fun. And for now, see if you can remember a time in your life when you were amused and delighted with something that happened or that you saw or experienced. And if you can, hold on to that image and feeling now. And if you can't remember that kind of experience, just allow yourself to be open to this exploration in amusement land as it unfolds here for you today. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you won't be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you also can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a few moments to find a quiet, private space where you know you can relax into, then you can pause this recording while you organize this. Then you can come back to the recording where we will continue together. And once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breathing. There's no special way to breathe. Just notice that as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after this experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and feel yourself relaxing even more. Now you find yourself with others who have gotten off a shuttle bus. You're now standing before a large green and yellow neon sign that says "Welcome to Amusement Land." You can hear all kinds of energetic sounds, such as laughter and excited voices. As well, you can hear different kinds of music coming from Amusement Land. This starts to give you a sense that there is a lot of enjoyment and excitement to be had here. Next, you look down at the admission pass for Amusement Land that you were given just as you were leaving the bus. On the admission pass, there is an area on it that says "Scratch Here." And as you do this, you notice that it releases a scent that you have always loved from your childhood. It is a scent and a smell that you associate with a fun activity, and it makes you smile. Next, you find yourself arriving at the admissions gate with your pass. There, you are met by a woman named Ariel, who will be your personal guide today. Ariel greets you warmly and says she has a surprise for you, and she guides you to go behind a tent where you see a brightly colored rainbow hot air balloon. Next, Ariel explains that together you will be traveling in the hot air balloon to a second location. It is there where you will be given a special access to the VIP version of Amusement Land. Ariel suggests that while you're up in the hot air balloon, that it might be a good opportunity for you to set an intention to bring into your life a few new elements that would serve to help you connect with more fun, playfulness, and lightness of being. You can start to see things differently from a higher perspective, even on this short hot air balloon ride. As Ariel is encouraging you to look at the big picture of your life and to see if you already are feeling like you have enough fun and playful times in your life, or are you ready to add some new things into your life that would be fun and playful? You can check in with yourself now, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not having very much fun at all, to 10 having a lot of fun every day, see what number that you would give yourself that represents you on the continuum. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a way to track where you are at currently. And from there, you can decide if you want to make a plan for bringing more joy, playfulness, and laughter into your life. Next, you're offered a traditional carnival amusement park treat, which is hot pink cotton candy. This cotton candy has been reformulated. It still looks like the fluffy, sugary, sweet cotton candy that you may remember from your youth. But when you taste it, it morphs into something that instead tastes like your most favorite healthy snack. Ariel says, imagine some area in your life where you are no longer craving or longing for fluffy, sugary things that have little substance or nutritional value to you, so to speak. But now you're wanting to nourish yourself in many aspects in your life with people, places, and things that serve to feed you in meaningful and healthier ways. Ariel shares an example with you about her life. She used to spend a lot of time looking for others' validation and approval, until one day she focused on giving herself a full plate of self-praise and self-acknowledgement for what she was bringing to the table for herself and to others in her life. She was able to tap into her own inner authority and to start to recognize and validate that she, like everyone else right now, is good enough as they are and lovable. She found that when she was able to start to love herself in more unconditional ways, that she started to feel lighter and brighter and more uplifted, like when she is getting a lift from the hot air balloon. Ariel has found that connecting with a spiritual advisor, a great life coach, or a therapist are a few of the resources that can help you to learn some new skills so that you can value and honor yourself more in positive, compassionate, and affirming ways. This way of lightening up also serves to bring more fun and playfulness into your life as you feel less weighted down and anchored. Next, you land on a patch of grass near brightly colored red and white tent in VIP Amusement Land. There's a lot of cheering and loud clapping going on as you start to move towards the entrance of the tent. And the sign says, Brass Ring Toss. What comes up for you when you think of having or getting a shot at the brass ring? For some people, it means striving for the highest prize or living life to the fullest. What is something that you would like to strive towards, like the highest prize? Or is there an activity or thing that you're thinking about that could help you live your life to the fullest if you could possess it? Perhaps it's a quality, skill, or talent that you would like to cultivate and become more of an expert in. Whatever it is, it's likely going to be something that serves to make you feel happy or more playful or creative or lighthearted, maybe in ways that are uniquely meaningful to you. Ariel next explains this VIP version of the ring toss game to you. You're given 3 brass rings so that you will have 3 different tries to put a brass ring around one of the clear glass milk jugs that are set up from a distance. Ariel says that prior to your first throw, you may want to say out loud what is one thing that you would like to strive towards. Imagine that if you are able to toss the ring over a glass bottle without knocking it down, you will be shown a new opportunity in some area in your life. And once you leave the space, you can begin to track new opportunities as they start to come into your life. And from there, you can decide if you want to pursue them actively with specific effort and determination. Sometimes before we can really go after something new and have a fresh start or new beginning, it might be worthwhile to clean up old dead ends and to redirect that energy into a new project or endeavor. How do we do that? First, we need to get more clarity around an area in our life that is not so satisfying to us any longer. Take a few moments and perhaps invite in first thought, best thought, as to what is not working so well in your life currently. Ariel invites you to see what pops up without judgment or criticism and to meet it with curiosity. Where in your life are you trying to constantly put out fires, so to speak? And no matter how much effort and energy you are exerting, it is never seemingly enough to resolve or to make peace with it. For no sooner than you put out one fire, there seems to be another match that is lit that ignites another fire or flash burn. Next, Ariel goes over the next activity. This game is called putting out fires. As you look out in front of you, you notice there's a waste level platform with 5 holes in its top. What will pop out of each of these holes once the game gets started are small containers of fire. Each of these holes will flare up randomly with fire. Your job is to put out these random fires using a small spray water bottle that delivers a small stream of water and mist. This all happens very quickly, and you'll have to move quickly in order to move your aim from one hole to another, all the while trying to extinguish and put out the new fires that keep popping up. So where in your life are you still trying to put out fires? On a continuum from 1 to 10, 1 being little or few fires needing to be put out, and then on the other extreme high end of the continuum, you are putting out fires constantly and it feels relentless. Give yourself a number where you think you are with this putting out of fires as a way to gauge yourself. Perhaps you're trying to make something work or to achieve an outcome that after many repeated tries and even after using new strategies, you still can't problem solve or seem to shift out of it. Maybe you are currently feeling that you're going nowhere fast and you can't seem to get ahead of the game or make any meaningful traction towards a desirable outcome in some area in your life. It may become clear after you leave this space today about a piece of your life that you are ready to let go of and release. If you feel you need help to let go of something or help to figure out a way through the impasse, there are resources you can tap into, like counselors, life coaches, to name a few. You may need a whole new strategy in order to assess whether your effort is worth it or if it's time to let something go. Handling distractions and identifying where you may want to redirect some of your energy helps to make room for new goals and places where you're consciously wanting to aim your arrow now. Ariel has the perfect amusement land activity to aid you in aiming a new arrow towards a goal that you may have around having more fun and play in your life. Next, you come to the VIP booth called Bullseye, and there's a quote on the sign that says, "In the long run, you hit only what you aim for." What is it that you're wanting to aim an arrow at now in your life? What kind of goal would you need to set, and what degree of effort and planning and strategic steps would it take for you to accomplish this goal? What is it that would bring more delectable and satisfying and pleasing elements into your life? And you need to ask yourself, are you up for this? Are you willing to put in effort to have more fun and play as part of your life and to make time for it? If you really want this goal and outcome, but you are starting to see that you are resistant in some way, can you start to identify what is holding you back, and can you articulate it? Ariel says naming the aspects of resistance is half the battle. Sometimes we're held back by our thinking, like certain beliefs and limiting thoughts regarding how others might think about us, or even how we might be thinking about ourselves. From there, you can lean into and seek out resources to help you work through some of these limiting beliefs. Next, Ariel hands you a special magical dart to aim at a bullseye target. To help your efforts and desire for this new goal, imagine that every time one of your darts connects with the target, the bullseye area will light up and a loving, warm energy then will be activated. This energy gets boomeranged back to you, and it's charged with a surge of loving energy, inner wisdom, and guidance. You can come back here anytime and take in this energy and lean into it around any goal that you want to achieve. As you are preparing to leave this space, Ariel has a goodie bag prepared for you to take home with you. Everything that's in this goodie bag is there to remind you and to support you around bringing more fun and playfulness and lightheartedness into your life. In a bright green cotton bag, you find the following items. You're given a brass toe ring that you can put on your toe in order to remind you symbolically. It is also there to remind you that there are precious things already in your life that you already possess. And you also have the ability to engage yourself in new ways by creating goals that can serve to enhance your life through play, fun, and lightheartedness. Next, you find a small water bottle sprayer that reminds you that we're all called upon to put in an effort to put out fire, so to speak, in our lives. It is also our task and challenge to sort out when and where it can become a losing battle. Sometimes we need to look hard and fast at where our energy and resources are going, and to reassess if necessary, if it's ever going to be enough water, so to speak, to put out the fires, or if it's time to let things go. Next, you find a necklace with a small silver arrow that's hitting a bullseye. This is to remind you that we all need goals to aim for that help to keep us feeling uplifted and playful and in good humor in our day-to-day lives. Next, you pull out of the bag a balloon that is ready for you to release into the sky. There is also a felt pen so that you can write an intention to bring more lightheartedness, play, and fun into your life. And once you release the balloon, it is now time to say goodbye to Ariel and this space. Ariel suggests that you take time now, after you finish listening, to write down some notes and to journal if you would like. I would like to thank you so much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.